flowers, candy, maybe a Sunday brunch. As Mother's Day gifts go, though, there's a better one in the eyes of many New Yorkers. Passage of a bill, either in Albany or in Washington, that would allow mothers and fathers of newborn children paid family leave. Donna Dolan of the New York Paid Leave Coalition says, by not ensuring continued compensation for parents of newborn, America is in rarefied company.
Papua New Guinea and Swaziland, and we are the only three countries that don't provide paid parental leave after the birth of a child.
Federal legislation was introduced in December that would establish a nationwide family and medical leave insurance program. In Albany, the Assembly has approved a family leave insurance program, but both face uphill battles for passage. Some critics say it should be voluntary and up to businesses to decide, but Dolan cites a study that showed only 12% of companies currently do so. She holds out hope that by next Mother's Day, at least, some form will be in effect. Dolan says it would make a good Father's Day gift as well.
And so many fathers, as you know, the millennials are interested in spending quality time with their newborn children. You know, we would expect that there are so many fathers that are supportive of paid family leave.
Dolan says following swift passage in the Assembly, advocates for paid family leave are looking for support in the state Senate.
And some senators who said that they do not want to sign on as a co-sponsor, but they're certainly supportive, said that they would vote for the bill if it got to the floor for a vote.
Earlier this year, Rhode Island became the third state to offer workers paid family leave, joining New Jersey and California. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.